It's Monday, April 10th.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. Here's Jay Moran.
A leading anti-death penalty advocate, Sister Helen Prejean, is speaking out against Governor Kathy Hochul's push to roll back the state's bail reform laws. Sister Prejean says she was moved to speak out after watching Pope Francis washing the feet of incarcerated people on Holy Thursday. Citing the 36 people who have died at Rikers Island Jail in the past 2 years, Prejean criticized, quote, how people in positions of power so often fail to recognize the essential dignity in all of us. She also labeled Hochul's push to reverse bail reform as, quote unquote, cynical politics. An audit of the Sweet Home Central School District by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office is critical of the district's financial management practices. The audit shows the district did not properly manage a fund balance due to improperly encumbering funds and restricted surplus funds in a debt reserve that resulted in a higher than necessary real property tax level. And the audit shows a recalculated surplus fund balance exceeding the statutory limit by $7.2 million. And a Christian nonprofit organization is purchasing a local radio station with one of the most powerful signals in the region. According to a contract obtained by WBFO, Educational Media Foundation is purchasing WTSS Star 102.5 as part of a deal worth $15,500,000. WTSS is currently owned by the conglomerate Odyssey. Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James are condemning a federal judge's decision to rescind FDA approval of an abortion pill. In a statement, Hochul blasted the ruling for overturning an evidence-based scientific approval process. The governor believes the move, quote-unquote, opens a new door to politicizing medicine. James and other attorneys general, have filed a brief in the case, arguing the move would endanger lives. The investigation continues into the Friday morning four-alarm fire in the village of Medina. Lieutenant Steve Cooley of the Medina Fire Department told WBFO News that one person who was rescued from the second floor of the building declined transportation to the hospital. At one point, 150 firefighters from companies throughout Orleans, Genesee, and Niagara counties were reportedly working to bring the fire under control. Gasoline prices are rising again. The AAA of Western and Central New York reports the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.53, an increase of 6 cents from last week. The national average is $3.60, which is 10 cents higher than 1 week ago. The price surge follows the recent announcement from OPEC that oil production would be cut by 1 million barrels a day starting in May. Oil is trading between $81 and $85 a barrel today. Meanwhile, the decline in diesel prices has come to a halt. The average price for diesel is now $4.20. Well, starting this Friday, those who like to some of the restaurants at the Westside Bazaar will get an opportunity to enjoy them at what's going to be called the Downtown Bazaar. It's the former site of the Expo Market at 617 Main Street. The Downtown Bazaar will feature some restaurants you may already know, like the Nile River Restaurant or Pattaya Street Food. And again, that opens up as of this Friday. They're having a grand opening celebration. And of course, the Westside Bazaar scheduled to reopen on Niagara Street at a new location in September. Registration now open for the first of three household hazardous waste drop-off events organized by Erie County. The Department of Environment and Planning says that first event will take place on Saturday, May 6th in the town of Hamburg. Now, registration is required. It can be done by calling 858-6800 or by going to the website erie.gov/recycling. There will also be two other drop-off events taking place on July 8th in Elma, also on September 30th in the city of Buffalo. And county officials say that registration for those particular events is expected to open approximately 30 days prior to the event.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.